Speaking at the 26th RJ MEC monthly meeting in Juba on Thursday, RJ MEC Chairperson Major General Charles Tai Gitwai said the visit of Pope Francis, the Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Portal Welby, and the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, Right Reverend Ian Greenshells, indicates the world wants to see lasting peace in South Sudan.
The imminent ecumenical peace pilgrimage to Juba of the three religious leaders led by His Holiness Pope Francis is an indicator of the world's desire for lasting peace in South Sudan. I hope the Artigny and the people of South Sudan will find inspiration and a spirit of goodness in these visits in order to renew public confidence in the peace process by rebuilding trust and showing unity of purpose and demonstrate genuine political will through joint actions and messaging for peace.
General Gitwai urged government leaders, peace partners, and the South Sudanese people to renew their confidence in the peace process and demonstrate unity of purpose ahead of the Pope's visit.
By now, there are critical institutions which should have been reconstituted to pave the way for the implementation of key aspects of the agreement. For instance, the Political Parties Council, which is central for the registration of political parties, and there is also the National Constitution Review Commission, which is tasked with spearheading the constitution-making process.
Gitwai notes a parliament passed and President Salva Kiir signed into law 6 bills last month, including the constitution-making process bill, but he says he is concerned about the operationalization. General Gitwai noted the numerous armed clashes that broke out over the Christmas and New Year holidays, which killed hundreds of people and left thousands displaced, especially in Upper Nile State and in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area.
This is a very serious picture of the escalation of violence. It negatively impacts on the environment in which Arachtigenu, rather the Arachris, is being implemented. I therefore appeal to the parties involved and they are taking it to address the root causes of these armed conflicts and find a lasting solution to resolve them and to ensure accountability for the crimes committed. I urge the leadership of the Artigny, the parties, and the people of South Sudan to renew their confidence in the peace process.
Gitwai called for the immediate reconstitution and funding of the National Constitutional Review Commission and fast-tracking the establishment of other mechanisms like the Constitutional Drafting Committee. He also called on the government to harmonize the ranks of the unified forces and provide for their welfare so they can be deployed to provide security and protection for civilians caught up in subnational violence. Pope Francis is due to arrive in Democratic Republic of Congo on January 31st, where he will spend 2 days, and on Friday flies to Juba, where he is expected to hold prayers and meet with authorities, religious leaders, and internally displaced persons. It's the first time a Pope will visit South Sudan and only the second time a Pope has visited the DRC, which is home to Africa's largest Catholic populations. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.